The Divine Enlightenment Podcast, Episode 1. Back to our regularly scheduled program. Today, we are going to talk about the 8 easy ways to improve your mood. Number 1 is attitude. Caregiving is stressful, it's time-consuming, and it's depressing. You have to take care of your husband, the children, the car, the house, the animals. So the most important thing is you have a choice every day. Regarding the attitude you want to embrace for that day. You can't change your circumstances, but you can change your attitude towards those circumstances or the people around you. The only string we have to play is our attitude. We are in charge of our attitude. The power is in your hands. Be happy for no reason. Laugh for no reason. Smile for no reason. Be silly for no reason. Put on some music and dance in circles till it makes you dizzy and giggle. Make faces at your kids or in the mirror. Play with the dog. Dance with your husband or spouse. Pursue what makes you happy. Number 3, focus on love. Love yourself like you've never loved anybody before. Do you love yourself? You should love yourself. You should love yourself and respect yourself. It's okay to love other people, but don't forget about caring for yourself and loving yourself. 4, breathe. You would think that's a no-brainer, right? We don't ever have to think about it because it's natural, that it gives us life. But most of the time, because we aren't aware of our breathing, we take very, very shallow breaths. Sorry about that. Consciously focusing on your breathing and taking deep breaths can relieve stress and increase relaxation. It can make you happy. It can make things go better. So just sit back, place your hands on your abdomen, feel how your breath expands in and out through your lungs. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. In through your nose, out through your mouth, controlling your breathing by breathing in for 3 to the count of 5, holding it and then releasing it by exhaling all the air out through your mouth. Do this 2 or 3 times throughout the day and you'll realize the stress just melts away. Do you have a good shoulder to cry on? Do you have a support system? Do you have a hand to hold, a friend to listen? Whether it's someone to remind you that you're doing a good job or a little advice, we all need to have a shoulder to cry on. We all need that network support system. So remember to keep their number close so you always have that shoulder to cry on, that hand to hold, and that friend to listen. 6, face our fears head on. I know this is scary, it's unfamiliar, it's uncharted waters, which causes us the most distress. If we choose to constantly fight change, we will struggle our entire lives. We need to find a way to embrace these changes, or at least accept them. Hope is something we create. It's not something that magically appears from outside sources. We each have within us the capability to generate hope. It's critical that we be absolutely intentional and nurturing, hoping in our lives and in our dreams, and just facing that fear head on. Now remember, there's a fine line between fear and excitement. I always go with the excitement. 7, celebrate yourself. Honor yourself every day. Build your self-esteem and self-confidence. Before you even get out of bed, tell yourself how beautiful you are, how grateful you are, how the power is in your hands to have a better life, to have a self-love, to have inner peace and self-caring and confidence. The ball is in your court. Believe in yourself and recognize your strengths and limitations. You will go a long way with the ability to set goals and boundaries for yourself and for your loved ones. Each day presents a new struggle. We must grapple with it. If we try to redefine our personal definition of peace and look for ways to incorporate it in our daily lives, we might find a way to weather the storm. Last but not least, number 8, find peace among the chaos. Find your own personal space. Everyone needs some alone time. Make time to be alone with your thoughts and refresh your spirit. If you can't take the time to leave the house, find your own space within your home. Whether it's in your office, your back porch, your bedroom, or taking a bath, or on your own personal retreat. Use your time, even if it's only for 5 minutes a day, to relax. Practice deep breathing. Love yourself. Take self-loving care. These are 8 simple ways to improve your mood each and every day so that you can live a happy, healthy, prosperous life. And to remember, you are always holding the power within your hands. I want to thank you for listening to the first podcast of the Divine Enlightenment. The power is in your hands. And with that power, you can change your world. You can change your outlook. You can love yourself. I look forward to hearing from you. So please send me a message and let me know how you thought of my first podcast. Have a great day.